And there we go.
It's as simple as that.
We're live.
Why did we not do an opening this time?
Because you didn't hit the 1 minute thing.
Whoops. I think I fucked up. I think I should have. I meant to do it a minute. I wow. Do it for a minute.
Wow.
It's okay. I'll make up for wow. It. Watch, right. It. Watch this.
All right. And we are in the same room with each other.
For the first time in what feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
A legitimate eternity. The boys are back in town. We are the Game Boys, GAMEBYZ, YouTube's and Twitch's first and only Crazy Taxi channel.
That is correct. And if anyone says otherwise, fuck them. They're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, they are very, very wrong.
That's correct.
So there's a lot of gaming news that has happened. We've had not E3.
What's E3?
I don't know.
Sounds made up.
Yeah, it does sound made up.
Hardly knew her.
Also sounds fake.
And staged.
And managed.
Yes, that's correct.
But it isn't an event.
So not E3 happened.
Not E3 happened. And with that, we're going to start with everything that everyone is definitely talking about right now, which is Chris won $50 on Roulette Roulette.
I did. Man, that was freaking incredible. Always bet on these four numbers. Right?
Okay, all right, now
wait. Pro tip for gambling.
So, Chris, how long have you been in the gambling game for?
1 day.
Okay, the 1 day gambling game. And how much earnings have you had in the gambling game?
$50.
50 whole dollars. So look at this. If you follow these tips, you are guaranteed by the Game of Boys, YouTube and Twitch's first and only Crazy Taxi channel, to get $50 every time you bet on Roulette. And Chris, what is this
strategy? Well, first of all, I also need to say that because we're YouTube and Twitch's only gaming channel, by association, these tips are not also just approved of by Twitch and YouTube as well.
Not just only gaming channel.
First and only gaming channel.
And not just the first and only gaming channel.
Go on.
The first and only Crazy Taxi channel.
That's true. And Crazy Taxi is a lot like gambling.
It is.
You always have to accelerate quickly.
That's true. And it's a gamble of who you pick up and where they want to go. Do they want to go to the KFC?
Do they want to go to the Pizza Hut?
Do they want to go to the library?
We don't know.
We don't.
That's the chance you take in Crazy Taxi. As YouTube's and Twitch's first and only Crazy Taxi / gaming channel, here's the tip on how to succeed every time at the roulette table.
Are you sure you want to share this information with the general
world? You know, I feel that people need to know.
Are you sure you don't want to write a book about it?
I mean, here's the thing. I do want to write a book.
Right.
But we're, you know, times are tough. That's especially true. In this economy.
In this economy.
Whew. And with gas prices, I feel like people need to make money quickly.
Yeah.
And who better to steal from than casino owners?
That is true. In fact, do you know casinos make about $1 billion a week?
Did you say do you know casinos or did you say Dino casinos?
Dino casinos makes $1 billion a week.
I think it's a day.
It might be a day.
Might be Adele. Anyway, here's the tip. When you go to the roulette table, fuck everything else. Play these four numbers. 4, 20, 9, 11. And you will win 100% of the time, every time.
$50.
Possibly. You will possibly... from what I understand, I did the math on this, 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't even make any sense.
There you go. Let's go see if we can make this kitty purr.
Let's do it. And
I just won $50.
Wow.
I told you, man. Right there. It fucking works.
$50 right there.
It fucking works.
Now, if you were to turn around and spend that $50 on something gaming related, what would you pick?
Well, I would pick the Game Boys Patreon.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Because as YouTube and Twitch's first and only gaming / Crazy Taxi channel, we provide literally the greatest content in the world. But YouTube and Twitch refuse to monetize us because we're too good.
It's true. And because they refuse to monetize us, we have to go the extra step. We have to reach out to you like PBS reaches out to viewers like you. And we need you to donate to us to keep this thing going. Because let's face it, man, I mean, we're about to become homeless.
I mean, we could, like, sell our games, but no.
No.
We wouldn't be the Game Boys at that
point. No, we wouldn't. We would just be boys. We'd be the boys.
And nobody wants to be boys in this day and age.
No, no. Genders, not worth it.
Never heard of them.
No.
It's like E3. Hardly knew her.
Yeah, hardly knew her too. Now, if E3 were a real thing, though, what do you think it would stand for?
It would stand for elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely
mm-hmm.
erectile dysfunction.
Wow. So they need Viagra.
Yeah, elephant Viagra.
How big do you think elephant Viagra would be?
At least 3 tons.
God. Can Pfizer afford that?
Pfizer can afford anything now.
That's true. After the vaccine.
Yeah, I think they're set for life at this point.
I'm a Pfizer baby myself, let me tell you.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm a Moderna kid.
Oh, yeah. You got the Moderna?
Yeah.
The Moderns?
Moderns. I got the Moderna. I almost got the Johnson & Johnson. Thank God that didn't happen. They're very safe. Like, they're very safe.
You would have had to get, like, 12 shots.
All vaccines are safe, I promise.
They're very safe.
I would have had to have gotten, like, 87 shots to make up for the one shot.
That's crazy you got vaxxed. I thought you weren't going to.
I wasn't going to. And then everybody on the planet told me I was being selfish if I didn't. So I had to.
Here's what we shouldn't become a political podcast.
We won't get into it. Here we are.
We won't get into it. What I will say is this, though.
We're a gaming podcast. Save the. We are also the world's only political podcast.
We are.
But save that for our political podcast.
That's true.
Chad Johnson and Adam Johns go at it a lot. They do.
They somehow get into politics a lot. I don't know why. It's just something they do. I never thought Chad Johnson to be a very knowledgeable political guy.
Knowledgeable is questionable, mm-hmm. but you know, he bounces off Adam Johns. So they have good chemistry between the two.
I gotcha. Has Chad told you anything about what he thinks is the new Madden?
No, he hasn't brought it up to me. Has he brought it up to you?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Not new at all.
Okay.
But I will say it looks the same as Madden has been for the past 5 years.
I mean, he's been too busy playing Halo Infinite to talk to me about the new Madden update.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, he has told me, I'm just assuming this,
yeah,
that he thinks the new Madden is the greatest video game of all time and we can destroy every other video game that's ever been made.
Well, that's what he said about the last Madden.
Yeah, and he's already looking forward to burning the previous Madden.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it possible that with every new iteration of Madden, he will just burn the last one?
I've only ever seen him have one copy of Madden on him at all times. I've never seen him hold two copies of Madden in his hand.
Interesting. So, why is Chad not on the cover?
He's too good, man. He's too good. It wouldn't be fair to... Okay, John Madden died this year.
He did.
And it was named after him.
That's true.
So, I think it's only fair that John Madden is on the cover this time. But next year, Chad Johnson's going to be on the cover from that cover going forward.
Oh, I'm excited.
No more football players, only Chad Johnson.
I'm excited for that. Now, I will say, has Chad ever thought about bringing on Ryan Moody, 23?
Yeah, he's thought about it.
Yeah?
He kind of hates him, but I'm sure he'll be
interested. I thought he would fall out of
him. I mean, he doesn't listen to him except for when he listens to him.
Right.
And every time he listens to him, he's like, wow, this human being needs to go, be banned from the platform, because he should never be allowed to disgrace or diss the name of John Madden.
I agree.
And yet he does it every video. He thinks it's deplorable, it's despicable, and he does not like getting speckled over.
I understand that. However, I will say if Chad, if you are listening, just mute real quick for the next couple seconds, maybe to a minute, just real quick. So with Chad now muting the podcast, Madden looks like a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. It's deplorable. I don't know why it's allowed to keep going. I don't know why the NFL has not stepped in
to fix
this situation, but they absolutely refuse to do it. And here we are as a society, once again, having to deal with Madden.
Yeah, the thing I don't get is 2 years ago, 2K signed a deal with the NFL to where they can make
arcade-style football games.
Yeah, arcade-style, non-simulation-style football games. But I would argue that EA is not even making simulation-style football games.
You and Ryan Moody.
Yeah. So I just don't get what's going on there, but it's hilarious if you watch Ryan Moody's videos because he breaks it down so well for your candy ass. Seriously, though, he does. He will show you, like, look, the defender's supposed to be doing this. They're not. Oh, and then the coverage of the play breaks down here, and it shouldn't. And look how EA loves to cut and splice things up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does a great job explaining that in a way that we can't.
Well, I can. I just refuse to.
Out
of laziness. Yeah. And Chad could if he wanted to, because he is the greatest football player of all time.
Yeah.
But simultaneously, he doesn't realize that Madden is trash.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, you're clear now. You can unmute.
You're good.
You're good.
Unmute, Chad. Yeah. I mean, to the 77 people watching live right now, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really appreciate your support. Just, you know, go on to the Patreon if you can.
Please, below. We are desperate. We need cash.
And to the three people listening to the podcast, I know some of you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate your support, especially No Pop Is Safe.
Yep.
Jessica K.
Yep.
Michael M.
Yep.
And Chris A.
Yeah.
Who are all our loyal patrons out there. We love you. We support you. Not financially, but we support you nonetheless.
We will always support.
Yes.
Always. Well, I guess come up after the break, we'll talk about, I don't know, grilled cheese?
I love grilled cheese.
I do too.
Is it going to be a grilled cheese from Cheezers?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. How do I cue up the break?
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna hit graphics right there.
Is it this one?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, this one?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, right there.
It won't work. I'm clicking it. Nothing's happening.
Okay.
I'm clicking it. Nothing's
happening. All right. So we got technical difficulties.
All right. Nothing's happening.
I will just kind of...
How do I turn the fucking thing on?
Quick.
Mike, I got some great news.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
I just got an email from one of the biggest YouTube partners that does gaming on YouTube besides us, because we're the only ones that actually do it. But there's a new content creator that's up and coming. It used to be a cable network, and they're coming onto YouTube and they're rebranding themselves.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, and they want us to be a part of it.
Wait, they want both of us?
Yeah, they want both of us. Both of us to be there.
Wait, are you joking right now?
This is not a joke. They emailed me yesterday. They said they loved my audition tape that I submitted in, and they want both of us to be on there.
Holy shit, dude, who is this?
Okay. Are you familiar with G5?
No, but it sounds like a company that would fail before and it's probably going to fail now.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because they used to be a cable network back in the early 2000s that did fail because they didn't actually show video games. But now they said they're going to promise to show video games and not talk about politics. I know, it sounds crazy.
That does sound insane. I mean, why would you talk about games when you could easily talk about politics?
I know, I couldn't have said it any better myself. So here's the thing. They're going to allow us on G5. Uh-huh. And they're going to let us talk about games all we want, except they're not going to let us talk about games whatsoever.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. In fact, they said, listen, it's great that you love video games, but we are not a video game channel anymore. Now fuck off.
Dude, that sounds like a dream come true. Sign me up right now.
I can't wait, man. I'm so excited to watch this new station that is totally not going to be a rehash of old ideas from the cable network. And is just trying desperately to cling on to any sort of relevance they had from the early 2000s.
Oh, man. Good times, huh?
So I'll see you at the G5 studios?
Yeah, see you at G5, man.
All right, cool.
All right.
And we're back. I figured it out eventually, but sometimes the best way to solve a problem is just by yelling at it, and it fixes itself.
Or throw money. All right, Chris, we got several different options, and you know, way to go here. We did have the Xbox Bethesda event.
Okay.
We did have the some PlayStation announcements.
Okay.
We also had a joint gaming experience.
Mike, you want to talk about video games?
Yeah.
On a video game podcast?
Yeah, no, I understand.
What are you smoking?
Look, I know it's weird. I know it's off topic. It's off brand for us.
Oh, God.
But I just, these are the things that are on my mind.
I thought you wanted to talk about the NHL finals, and here we are. You know, talking about fucking video games.
Okay,
all right. Again.
All right. You know what? You're right. I'm being selfish. I'm hogging the show.
Some people.
I'm hogging the show.
Jeez, I can't work with this.
So I will say this. Lightning beat the Rangers.
Thank God.
In 7 games.
Thank God.
Now, is that the only time in your life that
six
you...
Six games.
In 6 games. Is that the only time in your life you'll ever root for the Lightning?
Yes. Fuck the Lightning.
Okay. Now, is it safe to say the Rangers is your most hated team in the NHL?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a safe bet. I hate them so much that I wish that Madison Square Garden would not house them anymore and they have to play at some random pond in the middle of upstate New York like God intended for them to play.
I mean, obviously, Rangers are horrible.
Yeah.
Worst team that's ever
existed. Worst team ever. No fans. No real human being roots for the Rangers. It's all bots.
Yeah, actually,
every single one of them are bots.
All the people I know from New York, I've never actually heard them talk about the Rangers.
Yeah, just like I said, every single person that roots for the Rangers is actually a bot, a robot.
Now, Jessica K did join us that one time on the podcast.
Yeah.
And she did have some other people join her as well.
Right.
Now, are those people fans of the Rangers?
No, I mean, I hope not. And then they were told me directly, but I hope they're not. I don't want to dox them. I mean, I don't want to say they're Ranger fans and have them not be Ranger fans. That's the worst thing you can do to somebody.
Can I have some speculation?
What's that?
I speculate that there's two of them that love a certain restaurant, which means they probably also love the Rangers.
What restaurant?
The worst restaurant that's ever been made by a man.
Panda Express.
No, there's one worse.
What can worse than Panda Express?
It's sad that the devil himself had made this restaurant.
Well, that place? I cannot speak its name.
Said that only the most disgusting and pitiful and inhumane of humans will dine and gorge at this restaurant. It has been said that if a black hole were to run into this restaurant, a black hole would turn around and run away and throw up everything it ever sucked in because of this restaurant. And that restaurant is Olive Garden.
You mean to tell me that one of them, two of them, enjoy eating there?
Yeah. And this is your family, by the way.
I don't know if we can ever...
Your family. You, the pride and joy and number one citizen of Italy.
Correct. Or as they say in Italy, correct.
Yes. Your family. Two of your own kin. How does that make you feel?
I don't want to live anymore.
And you're positive they aren't Rangers fans? Because I don't know.
I don't know. After hearing this, I'm not so sure. I just don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. Fuck. There is one thing I know to believe in, though. I pray to him every morning, every night before I go to bed. The man up there, God Howard.
The God Howard. And you know what God Howard has done recently?
Yeah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he gave a sermon.
He did. He did give a sermon. And he also delivered his newest prophetic holy text.
Please. And this text. You're a bigger, you're like a level 7 God Howard follower. I'm like a level 3. Yeah. So
yeah.
You're going to have to break this all down for my candy ass.
But he released the newest prophetic text. Prosthetic text. And that is Starfield. A new trailer for Starfield.
A new trailer for a new IP.
A new IP. A brand new IP on the new Creation Engine, too. Creation Engine 6.
Wait a minute. 6?
7.
7.
7.
Okay. Good.
Creation Engine 7.
Because it was 6. That would be an evil number. Yeah. But it's 7. It's a lucky number.
They skipped 6. Whew. To go to 7.
Dodged a bullet there.
I will say this about the trailer. Being the huge worshiper and follower that I am of God Howard, it's the greatest game of all time. No other game will ever compete with it. The graphics, there will never be any better graphics until the next God Howard game. The dialogue is insane and amazing, and there's no graphical errors with it, no glitches, nothing. It will be the greatest game ever, and that's it.
I agree.
However, if I were a heretic towards God Howard of and course. A non-believer.
And I know that you're not. You would never say any negative things about God Howard ever.
Yeah, if I was a Todist and not a God Howard.
We don't talk. We don't listen. We don't.
No. But
next, gonna tell you my family are all Todist. We don't talk about that.
But let me just do my best Todist impersonation here.
Right. Okay.
If you will.
By all means, please.
Just hear me out. Graphically, yes, it did look great. Combat looked a little wanky.
A little.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that combat looked like it was going like 20 frames a second.
Yeah. So when we were watching that, not live, we watched the replay. But when we were watching that,
well, if we watch it. We got a better feel for it watching the replay.
Yeah.
Because if we were watching it live, we wouldn't know if like the frames were stuttering because of the live stream or because of the game itself.
Yeah.
We know for sure now. We know for sure. It's the game.
The game itself. A part of me was thinking, like, oh, what if it's like gravity of that planet is affecting the shots? But then I thought, well, Todd Howard would have said something about that if that were the case.
Yeah. He did not. He would have been like, oh, 16 times the gravity.
Yeah, exactly. I do think it's interesting how you can... You know, just like a lot of the other, you know, Bethesda games, you can join different factions, you can join different groups, mm-hmm. it can affect your storyline and traits and stuff like that. The one thing I do enjoy, though, is they're kind of going back to the Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion days, where you actually have certain traits that have positives and negatives.
Yeah. Yes. I am excited for that.
It's actual role-playing in that sense.
But where's the G come in? Role-playing, what's the G stand for?
Oh, right. The G stands for get good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. That's the correct answer.
Yeah. And the only...
you're wrong, though. Yeah. The G stands for God Howard.
Oh, it does stand for God Howard. So we're still doing our Todas impression.
No, I apologize.
We're still doing our
Todas impression. I didn't mean to interrupt your Todas impersonation.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Yeah, sorry. But I will say I'm excited for it. I think it's cool you can customize your ship.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool that you can kind of have like a home base area.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing that in most games.
Is for a Bethesda game.
Therefore, it's perfect.
Right. I do think it's interesting, too, that you can actually hire NPCs to be your crew on the ship or to work on your little home base.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I do appreciate that. And the flying, the ship that you can actually fly, it looks great.
It looks really cool.
It looks really cool. It reminded me, is Starfield more like Star Fox?
Hey!
Got him.
The other last couple bits I'll say on the topic here is I'm interested that there's 100 different systems you can go to and a little over 1,000 planets. They said they're all explorable. I don't believe
that. I don't believe them for a fucking second.
If it is.
Next, you're going to tell me that Todd Howard.
Yeah, we're doing Toddus.
Next, you're going to tell me that Todd Howard once said in Fallout 3 they're going to have 200 endings.
Yeah, exactly. Which he's never said that.
Never has.
He
certainly didn't say it on G4, and G4 failed then, it's going to fail now.
Oh, it's definitely not failing. It's failing already.
Yes.
We did that on the last podcast episode. So it's evergreen. You can go back to them.
Check it out.
And check them out. They're great. So if they all are actually explorable, I wonder what percentage are actually good planets to explore.
Because we all
is boring bullshit.
We all remember No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing about game creation. You can have AI generate shit for you. But because a human isn't creating it, you know it's never going to be as interesting as if it had the human touch.
Yeah, no.
I would prefer smaller maps with more to explore than bigger maps with fewer things to see without them throughout the map.
Yeah, that's something I genuinely appreciated about the Outer Worlds, which was it was maybe about realistically 5 or 6 places you could actually explore, but each one felt different, and each one felt like it was uniquely crafted for the game.
Right, and from what I understand, the Outer Worlds seems to have better fanfare than most Bethesda games lately.
Yeah. Now, granted, it's Obsidian who makes Outer Worlds. So slightly different companies, they do the same thing. But the one thing I did find interesting, and a lot of Todd's are out there really just putting flack on this game for this.
Stepping on it hard.
Apparently, your main character will not speak.
Which I don't necessarily mind. I don't really mind that all that much.
I don't either. Only because it harkens back to the Fallout 3, New Vegas, you know, Outer Scrolls days.
I mean, isn't the point of a role-playing game to role-play?
Yeah.
Like to put yourself put yourself into that character's shoes and not have him speak for you?
Yeah, like you craft this character, this is your own voice, your own character's voice and all that. I mean, I'm fine with it.
I don't mind it. Like,
yeah.
All of Bethesda's best games have been from the point of view where your character does not speak.
Yeah, exactly. I will say I was very disappointed not to get a New Vegas 2. Or a Fallout 1 remake.
Or more information on Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I guess in Xbox's defense, they said, hey, everything we're showing is going to be coming out in the next 12 calendar months.
Which I don't necessarily believe, but okay.
That's what they're claiming.
We'll see what
everything happens. Except for the Kojima announcement. So.
Well... He is coming out in 12 months to announce at some point that he's going to make a game.
Yeah.
Which, should we save that for the next segment or should we talk about that
now? You know what? I say we go talk about it right now. We're going to deep dive into it.
All right.
And what I'm thinking is that if you... so anyway, I posted something recently to our Instagram. What'd you
post?
So I thought it was funny. But maybe that's just me, but I was really proud of this moment. So I was, you know, I've been going through Cyberpunk recently.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? I've actually been having a lot of fun with it. I'm about 40 hours in and I'm having fun.
Okay. So it took you to 40 hours in to have fun, or you have fun this whole 40 hours?
I've been having fun this whole 40 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm actually genuinely shocked.
I've genuinely been having fun with the game, but, in it, there is a clear reference to Strand or Death Stranding, you know, the first Strand type game.
You mean the greatest video game of all time? That if you say anything bad about, people will rain hellfire upon you.
Yes, exactly. And we just don't understand it. We just don't get it, you know?
Because we're not smart enough.
No, we're not smart enough. But I was smart enough to see this reference.
Go on.
And I decided to screen cap it and put it on our Instagram, you know, THEGMEBOIZ. You can find us on there. I probably should put it on the Twitter too, but I mostly save that for, you know, poll questions or random shit I'm thinking about.
Speaking of which, the latest poll is up and it's already been calculated. The results are in. So we know what our next video is going
to
be.
It's true. Chris, you do know what your next video is. Thank you to the amazing viewers who voted on that and following our Twitter. We appreciate that too. But yeah, no. So I uploaded the screenshot of the baby, you know, that baby Norman Reedus carries.
Yeah. The Reedus fetus.
Yeah. The Reedus fetus. Yeah, exactly. That's a great name. You should come up with more names, Chris.
I wish I was creative enough to say that's an original thought by me.
Damn it. Well, I'm saying it is because I'm the first one to hear it and that's from you. But yeah, so I put it on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, you're telling me Cyberpunk is a Strand type game. And then I just thought it was funny. So
no wonder I hate that game.
Yeah. Yeah. You put a lot of hours into that. And you did hate that game. But apparently, according to Dunkey, if you play it three times,
then you finally almost understand it, but still hate it.
Moral of the story is, though, check out our Instagram and Twitter. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. Also, moral of the story, don't trust Hideo Kojima.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the blues, it was the... They faced the blues the second round. Okay. And they faced the Oilers. They still have the Oilers. So they're 80.
Yeah. I'm excited that the Avalanche beat the Oilers.
Yeah, me too. Because, like, fuck Canada.
Yeah, no, for real. Canada and hockey, no.
Canada sucks. And everything.
So it's the Avalanche versus the Lightning, right?
Yes, correct.
So I guess in this situation, you'd be cheering for the Avalanche, I would assume?
Yeah, because I never want the Lightning to win anything again ever.
Yeah.
And I never want the people of Tampa Bay to be happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tampa Bay deserves no happiness.
Right.
At all.
More like Tampa Bay, more like Tampa Terrible.
And here's the deal.
Got them.
I like that. That was good.
Kick their ass.
I mean, look, Tampa has an NFL team.
Right. And they won a Super Bowl.
And they have a hockey team, right?
Who has won two Stanley Cups already.
Right. Now, let me tell you this. Anyone who cheers for any of the Tampa Bay teams, worst person of all time.
I completely agree with you. They have no soul. They have no personality.
They're super fat.
They're super fat.
Super ugly.
And super ugly.
And they probably get a starting role on Cobb.
Nobody wants a starting role on Cobb.
No.
Nobody wants
that. Cirque du Soleil? More like Cirque du Soleil. No way.
They're never going to recover. They're never going to recover. Anyway,
got him.
Fuck Tampa Bay.
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah, I agree. I'll never cheer for any Tampa Bay team. Why would I do that?
Speaking of things I won't cheer for, Hideo Kojima.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Forgot about him.
We were just talking about him. Well, in case you missed the last segment, you know, that whole 15-minute period we just came off of. We were going on about Kojima and how he had this announcement.
Yeah, for Xbox. This big announcement for
and,
Xbox.
And, Chris, what was that announcement?
His announcement is that at some point, eventually, maybe in the future, at an undetermined date, and there hasn't even been an announcement for it, Hideo Kojima will make a video game for Xbox that may or may not be exclusive.
Interesting. Now, I know for a while here, the last 4 years now, 5 years, he's been his own gaming company?
Yes. Ever since the infamous breakup with Konami, who refuses to do anything with their properties now because they have no soul.
They make a lot of gambling games, that's all.
I mean, they do. Which is, we saw it when we were gambling.
Yeah, we actually did. Yeah. It was that weird horse game.
Yeah, weird horse game, and they also had some slots.
Yeah, they did have some slots, which is also weird.
I think they saw a Castlevania slot machine at some point. So if you like Castlevania, Contra, or Metal Gear Solid, look forward to the future. I hope you love gambling, too.
I really hope there's a Capcom versus Konami, just like slot machine.
That'd be fucking incredible.
That'd be great. Oh, man.
So anyway, I'm glad this essentially means Death Stranding 2 is not going to come out.
Yeah.
But, man, Kojima is on really fucking thin ice with me right now.
Okay, so I know you hated Death Stranding with a passion.
It was the worst game I've ever finished.
Right. For me, that was Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
We finished that?
Oh, I did.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Why did you beat it?
Because I had to play it through to the end. I had to know.
Did everybody go to the Rapture?
I don't even remember. I just remember being genuinely disappointed by the ending.
I remember being disappointed the first minute we put the game in.
Yeah, you and me both.
That game was a fucking piece of shit. And it destroyed video game storytelling for the next 5 years after that. Because, let me explain to you, every independent video game is trying to be that now. Yeah. First-person game is trying to be that fucking piece of shit because it got so much critical praise. Listen to me. If you are an independent game developer and you are out there and you are seriously claiming to take inspiration from Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, I got one thing and one thing only to say to you. That's all I got to say. Mike, take it away.
Yeah. So Kojima with Everybody's Gone to the Rapture with Death Stranding. But was there something before that kind of disappointed you, or is just that game?
Well, Metal Gear Solid 5 kind of disappointed me, but that was not his fault.
Right, because he had nothing to do with it, right?
Well, toward the end, no, they kicked him off the project.
Okay.
But the game, you could tell, had great mechanics, great gameplay, really good story. It would have been perfect if they had just let him finish the fucking thing. Instead, he got so bitter at video games, he decided to make the worst video game of all time and trick people into playing it.
He did. Although, if you beat it 3 times, you'll start to like it.
Yeah, even though it fucking sucks ass.
Okay, so he's on thin ice with you because of that. Is there any other reason, or just that?
Well, that, and he also said the only reason I didn't like it was because I'm American.
Stupid Americans.
Which is how you can take me seriously as an American, because I didn't like Death Stranding.
No, I can't.
I see how it is.
You know why? Because you played a game that wasn't set in America. I can't take you seriously.
It does take place in America.
No, not it really. It does. Not real America.
It said specifically the whole point of the game is to cross America.
Chris, Princess Beach doesn't exist in America.
That's a fair point. Okay. I didn't think about it like that.
Come on.
My God, you kicked my ass so
Princess
hard.
Princess Beach? Really?
Like Mario and Princess Beach. I hate Donkey for re-reviewing that game.
I do too.
God damn it, Donkey.
I do too.
Donkey, look at me. I don't know what Sony is paying you to review The Last of Us Part 2 positively and re-review Death Stranding 2 positively, but I have one thing to say to you. That's all I got to say.
Fuck you.
That's all I got to say.
Well, I think that pretty much covers the Kojima thing, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of other things we can talk about.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Allegedly.
Tribeca gives awards to games now.
That's the first I've ever heard of this.
No, legit, actually.
Like, legitimately, yeah.
What was the name of that super game? Don? Something Don?
I'll look it up real quick. Hold on.
Okay, I'll soliloquy. So Tribeca is a place in New York City, I think. I don't know. I haven't moved there yet. And they have a film festival, every year? I believe every year. And normally it used to be that if you did well at the Tribeca Film Festival, that your movie would go on to do really great things. And you as a director or filmmaker or actor or whatever would go on to do some great, spectacular things. I think that's how Spike Lee maybe got some of his starts, you know, with Tribeca. Don't quote me on that. Don't know for sure. Again, I am filibustering. But, so that's what Tribeca was all about. And apparently, watching this Xbox Bethesda game showcase, there's one random indie game on there, and let me tell you this, it was not trying to be Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. It was trying to be Detroit Become Human, but a really poor man's version. The reason I say poor man's version is because if you look at it, like 20% of the time, there's like okay passable graphics and there's actual 3D stuff, but then the other 80% of the time, it's like this weird artistic, like moving paint. And Chris finally has the name of
the game.
You don't
have to filibuster anymore.
Okay.
It is As Dusk Falls, which is totally not a pretentious title.
No.
Whatsoever.
In their defense, apparently it was a French person who made this.
Oh, that actually explains quite a bit. That explains everything. You can't trust the French.
That's true. Just like Jean-Claude Van Damme's Weekend. Was that his name?
Jean-Luc Godard, but you know, fuck it, Jean-Claude Van Damme's Weekends.
That's all French.
Right? Who cares? They don't matter. No French person ever matters.
Luc Godard's Weekend.
Oh man. Anyway, what were we talking about? The French?
Yeah.
Ah, the French. Champagne.
France. Oh, do you know?
What a joke.
Do you know what the French call cheese?
No, what?
They call it le fromage.
Those French, man, I swear. It's like they speak a whole different language.
Yeah. All right, let's go to break. All right. We're petering out here.
Oh, man, what a time to...
This is not that great. Just hit the button, man. Just
I don't know which button is it.
Okay, just any of them. Honestly.
Any of them?
Just, okay, what is the computer buffering?
The computer's buffering.
What are we doing here? Come on.
I swear.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Chris, you all right, man?
I mean, nah, I'm kind of depressed, honestly.
What happened this time?
Well, everything. But at the top of the list, I just went to YouTube.com, and I did not find any YouTube channels that are talking about video games. And I love video games.
You know, so I also love video games, right? And, you know, I think I have a solution to your problem.
Solution?
Yeah. In fact, I think I have an answer. A way to make you happy, to bring joy into your life, to give you genuine laughs and smiles.
You mean there's a way for me to feel happy and joyful in this soulless, emotionless body that I live in?
I'm saying, I'm guaranteeing that I know of a way for you to be genuinely happy and feel something in your soul.
Wow. What is this way to feel happy?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. All right. So here's what it is, right? It actually features you.
Me?
And me.
You?
Yes, that's right. It's our YouTube channel. And it turns out we are the first and only gaming channel on YouTube.
That's right, Mike. And no other person on the planet has, is doing, or will do gaming content ever, 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 just ever, in general.
And that makes us the best and only gaming YouTube channel.
God damn right. So make sure to check out the Game Boys, GameBoyz, on YouTube as soon as possible if you want to escape this existential nightmare of a life that you're living.
And you can prevent suicide. Hooray.
Also prevent forest fires. That has nothing to do with anything. I'm just very passionate about preventing forest fires.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Don't prevent what?
I lost my train of thought. Just make sure to subscribe to the Game Boys for the love of God. Just help,
Us out. And share it with all your friends. We help really need the support. We're almost at 1,500 subscribers.
We keep getting there, but then we keep losing subscribers and then we keep getting back up there. So I don't know what the people want at this point.
They want I don't either. Well, this fiddled out, huh?
Yeah, that's just kind of tailed off at the end there. This is a horrible idea, and it should not have been attempted.
Yeah. Peace.
So every time I touch it, it burns.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what crabs will do to you.
Yeah.
Have you gone to like a doctor about that?
I'm so embarrassed to talk to anybody about it.
Have you told your girlfriend?
No, and she doesn't. She won't figure it out.
Okay.
But yeah, don't tell anybody. So it's
No.
Keep up.
I completely understand. I mean, look, everyone gets crabs every once in
a while. Right. Who hasn't?
I mean,
who doesn't love seafood?
I mean, seafood is great, but I meant crabs on your deck.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like what you have right now?
Yeah, exactly.
A sexually transmitted disease crabs? Yeah,
specifically that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your dick?
For my penis.
And maybe your balls?
Not my balls.
And oh, we're back.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Move on.
Right. Oh, man, I forgot.
Hurry the fuck up.
Mr. Krabs, SpongeBob. PlayStation.
Yeah. Who doesn't love PlayStation?
They're remastering one of their classic games. They've never remastered it before, I promise.
No, it's the first time they've done it.
And it's the only time they'll do it.
And they will never do it again.
And there's a great Firefly edition.
I can't wait. I can't wait to fly away and set it on fire.
Yes. Yes. So The Last of Us, getting remastered.
Cool. Awesome.
It's also, somehow, already the remaster is on the classic games list for the new PlayStation Plus tier.
PlayStation Premium.
PlayStation Plus Premium tier, the PPP.
I love P as much as the next guy, but I think there might be too many Ps.
I mean, their P is pretty big.
That's a big amount of P.
That's big P energy.
Yeah, fuck. I can't keep up with all that P.
Very big P energy.
Yeah, shit, man.
Super big P energy.
So what is the cost of the PPP?
Right, okay. So your base PlayStation Premium, PlayStation Plus Premium, or no, maybe just PlayStation Plus Essentials is what it is. That's the base one.
That's the first level.
That's what PlayStation Plus already was. So now you're essential. You're normal PlayStation Plus already.
You're an essential. You're an essential worker.
But then there's extra. There's PlayStation Plus Extra. And that gets you everything that PlayStation Essential does. And I think priority shipping from PlayStation.
What is that? What shipping of what?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then there's PlayStation Plus Premium. Right?
Right.
And that gets you everything that has now come with the PlayStation Essential.
Right.
The PlayStation Extra. And then with the PlayStation Plus Premium, you get a classic games library. Now, there's some great classic games on there.
Nice.
Sly Cooper?
Okay.
Not on there.
No.
Jak and Daxter, through whatever?
Yeah.
Not on there.
Oh, okay, cool.
What other games would you think would be on there that are?
Uncharted.
Oh, yeah, the whole Uncharted? No, not on there.
Wow. So what the fuck am I spending my money on?
The Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah, even though they're going to re-release it.
Speaking of being remastered, though, we have also been playing through the Halo Master Chief collection.
That is correct. And let me tell you, man, those Halo 2 graphics, they hold up pretty well.
They do actually hold up really well.
Yeah.
I'll say that. So we finally beat Halo 1.
Hold on. Before we get into that Halo, we have a chat.
Oh.
From our dear viewer, Apex Legends Senior Citizen.
Ooh, Apex Legends Senior Citizen. I do have a question after we enter your chat. So go ahead.
All right. Halo Infinite had zero showing at the Xbox event. It's not a question, but right. I feel like it's something we should address.
Yeah, you know.
Well, here's the thing, Apex Legends Senior Citizen. Apex Legends also had no showing at the Xbox event.
That's true. Although I will say this.
Hey.
Halo Infinite did announce their new Season 3.
Oh, yeah, it did. Hold on. Let me see if I can't pull it up real quick.
We're going to see if Chris can pull it up. Apex Legends Senior Citizen, I've been wondering and wanted to ask. So since you're a fellow Senior Citizen of Warzone Senior Citizen.
No, Chris, we can't pick that up on the phone.
Chris can't
anyway,
pick it up on the phone.
Anyway, Halo Infinite Season 3. It's Morbin time.
There we go. But I was wondering, since you're a senior citizen, do you know what happened to your fellow senior citizen, Warzone senior citizen?
You know what happened to that guy? Where is he?
I'm wondering. Also, do you all know No Pop is Safe? Because he's subscribed to our Patreon, and we've had no contact with him.
We've had no luck getting – we want him to be on the show. He just refuses to be on the show.
He can be on any of the videos. He can give us video suggestions. No Pop is Safe can do a lot of things. He can tell us the meaning of his name. Is he a pop?
Does he want to be a pop? Is his pop not safe?
Is he not a pop and therefore he is safe?
What does it mean?
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
So anyway, we played Halo 2.
Yeah. Well, we're going through Halo 2 right now.
We beat Halo 1.
On Legendary. And that was pretty tough.
It was tough, but I had a blast.
I did too.
Literally and figuratively. We got blown up many times.
We did.
The most frustrating moment was easily when we were about to get onto the ship to escape the Pillar of Autumn on the last level.
Yep.
And then we just spontaneously combust for no reason.
Yeah.
That happened
a couple times.
Yeah, that was good.
My other favorite was that level with Captain Keys. And you had to like escort him, and he would purposely get into the line of sight of fire and die. And after he died, you had to restart.
That was my favorite level too.
Yeah.
My absolute most favorite than that level, though, was when you got to take revenge on Captain Keys on level 9 and kill him.
You just punch him in the face.
Fuck you for getting in the way of my gun every time I tried to save you, you piece of shit.
And that is the end of the Captain Keys family line.
Well,
turns out in Halo 2, he has a daughter.
We don't. Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So we finally played through the third level of Halo 2.
Because the first two levels are literally just cutscenes that you have to watch.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That was weird.
They just are.
That's just the way it is.
You have to go through it. But yeah, so we went through the third level, and that took, I want to say, 4 hours. 3 hours? Yeah.
I want to say 4 hours. One level of Halo 2 on Legendary, I think we beat the record for like time because it usually takes like 7 hours. We only did it in 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not as bad as Halo as I thought I was.
No, you might be the best Halo player on the planet.
Damn.
We are simultaneously the greatest Halo players of all time.
Nice. We did it.
We did.
Classic.
We're the best.
My favorite.
We're number one.
My favorite part was, I don't even know what part of the level you would call it, but it's where the Covenant are coming in and boarding the hangar, I guess. Whatever
right.
part we were in.
We spent 3 hours.
Yeah, legit.
On that fucking
part. Not even joking. Like, actually 3 hours.
Holy shit, dude.
Because there's way too many enemies. And at the same time,
not enough ammo.
Not enough ammo. And you had to constantly run around and find guns. And you had to, you know, throw grenades at them at the right time. Otherwise, you're fucked for the rest of the waves.
But when we got to, like, the part where we were able to get past it, we were so zoned in.
Yeah.
We didn't even need to communicate with each other. We just knew exactly what we were going to do. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, man, that was fun times.
Fun times.
And I think, I mean, that's...
Speaking of co-op for Halo,
oh, yeah.
We got another question from Apex Legends Senior Citizen. Apex Legends Senior Citizen, first of all, you haven't answered our questions.
No.
But
no.
We will answer this one. When is Halo Infinite co-op coming? Next month.
Yes.
It's slated for release next month.
Just in time for us to try and get through the other Halo games together?
Well, we're going to be Halo 2 at this rate in like 5 years.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Hey. So
at least it gives me something to do in law school.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something else.
There's nothing else for you. You're not going to be busy at all in law school.
Speaking of, before law school, not only will I be working on maybe my last video for a long time for the Game Boys, mm-hmm. but...
The longest, maybe our longest YouTube video.
It might be.
It might be the Fast and Furious video.
It might. It really just might. But I was going to say, too, is we're going to live stream us playing Borderlands 2 together.
That is correct. Why Borderlands 2 specifically, Mike?
Because
it's the only good Borderlands.
Yes. But Tiny Tina's Wonderlands was really good.
Oh, breaking news. Apex Legends Senior Citizen. Next month? Cool. Obviously talking about the Halo Infinite campaign. Warzone and Apex are... Oh my god.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. This is breaking news.
Holy
Apex
shit.
Legends Senior Citizen says Warzone and Apex are getting stale. Warzone is unrelated, but Apex is getting stale. Holy shit.
What?
Wow.
What?
That's the last thing I would have expected. He's a legend. He's a legend senior citizen at Apex.
Next thing you know, he's going to be not him specifically, but there. Next thing you know, there's going to be a Halo Infinite senior citizen.
That whoa, holy shit, dude! Well, I mean, it's going to come up at some point. I feel like eventually.
Yeah,
but today is not that day. Right now, he's still Apex Legends senior citizen. That's it. We'll never have another senior citizen watching our podcast. Man, my mind's blown. My mind is literally blown.
How do we know you won't become a Halo Infinite?
Oh, because I'm going to die before I get old.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's the new age you want to die at? 35?
33.
33?
Yeah.
All right. You got, what, 2 more years?
2 more years left of life, and then that's it. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. You heard this new thing called cyanide? We're going to awkwardly say. All right, listeners, we got something amazing for you, and that is our very own Patreon.
It's about time we finally made one, honestly.
Yeah, it is. So we originally made it for one of our most loyal viewers, No Pop Is Safe. And let me tell you, he has really helped us out.
Mm-hmm. We still don't know who he is, but we just know that No Pop Is Safe around him.
That's true. No Pop Is Safe. And I still don't know if that means if it's a dad or if it's just like a pop of a gun. I don't know. I don't know.
I know what it means, but I won't tell anybody because I was sworn to secrecy.
Okay. Or is he a pop? Or is his name No Pop and he's safe? I still don't know. Either way.
I just said continue.
Either way, though. No, we do have our own Patreon now. We aren't monetized on YouTube. I don't know if you guys know that.
We say a lot of poopy words, so you know, monetization's kind of out the window.
It is. So if you do like us genuinely and you want to support us, our tiers range from $3 out of it to $20. You can go on our Patreon and read about it. Other than that, just help us out, please.
I mean, we have NFTs. What more do you want from life?
That's true. All those exclusive images and thumbnails that I make for our videos, you can get copies of those. I was going to say for free, but you need to pay. But you can get copies of those and use those whenever you want.
Yeah. So help us out. We're trying to make content. We're trying to support ourselves. I've had ramen for the past 3 weeks. I need to eat something different. Otherwise, I'm going to die of a sodium overdose. Please save a life. Please support the Game Boys Patreon.
Please do. Because when you support the Game Boys Patreon, you support more ramen consumption. No, wait. That's wrong. You don't want to eat ramen, right?
I think I'm going to go to the hospital now.
Does he want ramen? Or does he not? I'm so confused. Why is he going to the hospital? Game Boys Patreon.
And we're back.
And oh, wait, we went away?
What?
We went away?
I zoned out for a minute. I just assumed we went away. Did we?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Chris?
Huh?
Chris?
Kronk?
Kringle?
Crink?
Cross?
Hello?
Chris?
Hanson?
Chris?
Hanson.
Chris?
Hanson.
Chris?
Hanson.
Hold on, we got breaking news! Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This is Game Boys Breaking News.
Apex Legends Senior Citizen says, I've been playing Back for Blood and tried the Cycle Frontier.
And that's Game Boys Breaking News.
That was the breaking news.
What is Cycle Frontier?
I don't know. I never heard of it. But I have heard of Back for Blood. I played it. I did not like it.
I don't think I ever played any of the 4 Blood.
Have you ever played Left 4 Dead?
No.
Never?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think I know what we need to do for our next stream then.
Oh, so we're not doing Borderlands 2?
No, we're doing both at the same time. Why do you think we have two eyes, Mike?
Oh, that makes sense. That
two eyes, one for each screen, though. One is going to be Borderlands, one's going to be Left 4 Dead.
Right, right.
Why do you think we have two hands?
Oh, you're right.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. We got one more question from Apex Legends Senior Citizen. Unfortunately, Mr. Senior Citizen, if you had paid attention to us at every second of every day and caught the podcast, despite the fact that we didn't announce we were doing a podcast,
right,
you would know our thoughts on Starfield already.
Yeah, so Apex Legends Senior Citizen says, thoughts on Starfield, Mike? Mike is the RPG specialist. First of all, yes, I am the RPG specialist. Thank you very much. Two, this is a great chance for you to listen to the whole podcast episode on wherever you find podcasts. That's Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcast. We also are on Pandora, Apple. We're on a lot of these, you know, podcast streaming platforms.
And if you don't watch us here because you can't catch us live because we never announced we're doing a podcast,
yeah,
then is the perfect time to catch us.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And plus, Mike throws in like little edits and stuff in there that you don't catch on the live.
That's true. I do. There's a nice little music intros. There's advertisements that are really just Chris and I just trying to promote stuff. So if someone does listen and wants to promote our podcast, they can.
Please.
And yeah, there's some great stuff like that. And you get a free song from our affiliates at Soundstripe.
Thank you, Soundstripe, for believing in us.
Yes.
Because sometimes
we don't believe in ourselves. Man.
We don't believe in ourselves. And I never will. I refuse to.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
So Mike, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Was there anything else at the Xbox event that you found interesting?
There was one thing and one thing only. Okay. And it's
we
this.
Danced to one song and one song only.
That's true.
There is one other thing. I'll mention it after. You go first.
It was a very brief, maybe what, 2-3 minute segment of the thing. It's a game that you, me, and Broski have played a little bit of. It's a good game for maybe a couple hours, but Sea of Thieves.
Right.
Sea of Thieves' biggest problem to me is there's not much to do in the game.
But, Mike, now, on season 7,
yes,
there's finally something to do.
Yeah, well, kind of. So you could always kind of customize the outside of your ship, but now you can fully customize your ship in season 7. And by that...
My God, man.
By that, I mean you can customize what the, you know, first deck looks like, what the bottom deck looks like, what your captain's quarters look like. You can customize a bunch of different shit like that. And it only took them 7 seasons.
7 fucking seasons, man. I can see where Halo Infinite is getting its inspiration from.
And not to count or discount or whatever. Not to forget that I think they didn't introduce seasons until 2 or 3 years after the game first came out.
Jesus. So really, we're on like season 17
essentially
at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Rare
Yeah. What happened? Like,
I don't know.
Rare used to make the greatest games. Now they make a game once every 10 years and they make content for it once every 5.
Yeah. So this is something I was debating about, which was, did Microsoft actually fuck up Rare, or did Rare fuck themselves?
I think Microsoft fucked up Rare. I stand by that, because they originally, it all started with Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
True.
They originally wanted to make a true-to-form Banjo-Kazooie game, but Microsoft was like, no, no one's going to want to play that still. You have to change things up. And then they made it a fucking kart racer.
Yeah, which is
like,
stupid.
What,
yeah.
What are you doing? Like, who thought this was okay? They even made fun of it at the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah. It was dumb. It was real dumb.
No, I...
And that game killed the Banjo-Kazooie franchise.
Which is really sad. I'm just hoping Microsoft doesn't do that now with Activision, Blizzard, Bethesda, and Obsidian.
I mean, Activision ruined themselves. Blizzard ruined themselves. Obsidian ruined themselves. Maybe not Obsidian.
Yeah.
Most of them already did the work for them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's sad.
Sad of true. Sad of true. I will say, though, there was one other game on there that legitimately made me angry that it exists.
And, yeah. And.
I don't remember if it was that game that you were talking about earlier with the weird art style at Duskfall, or it was Red Fallen or Fallen Red or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it was Red something.
Red whatever. Fuck that game.
Well, because it was the same people who made Dishonored.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the developers of Dishonored. Okay. And I really don't. Okay. They've made Dishonored. They've made Looper, that's a movie. They've made Deathloop, they've made Dishonored, and they've made Prey. I have tried every one of those games because everyone tells me how amazing they are. I hate fucking all of those games. Why? Why is this company allowed to keep doing what they're doing? They don't even sell well. Looper is a movie. I don't know why I keep saying Looper. Deathloop was the most overrated piece of fucking shit I've ever played in my life. It was so stupid and boring and glitchy. I don't know how it won Game of the Year. Like, by like 15 publications. It blows my... Looper.
I remember...
And I hated Dishonored.
I never played Dishonored.
I was so pissed when I played that.
I never played Dishonored.
Don't.
I never played 1 or 2. I remember when I saw the trailer for Deathloop, I remember Max being super excited for it. But I also
remember...
Why? I don't know.
Max, if you're listening right now, call me and answer the question, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I also remember seeing the trailers for that and thinking, oh, that'd be a cool movie.
No, it's already been done. It's called Live, Die, Repeat, starring Tom Cruise.
It's called Looper.
Oh, yeah, it's called Looper, starring John Looper, the inventor of the Looper. What was it? Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. My good friend Jason?
Yeah.
He said he got a PS5, and he was very excited to play Deathloop. And I smiled, and I was like, oh, just you wait. Just you wait. And then he played Deathloop, and he got back, and he's like, yeah, Deathloop was pretty disappointing. Like,
yeah, it's a bad game.
The thing. No one listens to our opinions. No. So I just let people make mistakes in purchasing games.
We are the most listened and watched gaming podcast.
But no one listens to our opinions and buys games based on what we think.
And we are the highest rated and most subscribed to gaming YouTube channel.
And even, one person listens to us.
Yeah.
Apex Legends Senior Citizen says, Redfall shit.
Yeah.
That's not grammatically correct. But the sentiment is correct.
Yes.
Redfall is shit.
Yes.
It looks awful.
Yes.
And the fact that it's made by those guys makes me like it even less already.
Yeah, that's the one part of Bethesda that I actually do not like at all. You know why?
I also don't like the people that made The Evil Within. But that's neither here nor there.
That's true.
That's the most disappointing game I played besides Death Stranding.
I can agree with you on that.
You played The Evil Within?
No.
Okay.
But I'm gonna agree with you.
All right. Fair enough.
I the only thing I liked from Evil Within is from Evil Within 2, and their ending credits cover of that one song that I can't remember.
The Imperial
Ordinary,
March.
Ordinary World.
Oh. Okay. I don't care about that at all.
Ordinary World.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got one more breaking news question here. Thoughts on Hunt Showdown? Cracked or whacked? I don't like Hunt Showdown. Not a fan. I don't like extraction battle royales. I don't like having to go to a place and like get lifted out of the battle royale zone. I just like killing people
yeah.
in my battle royales. I yeah, don't want to have to worry about like 15 other things while I'm trying to shoot people. But that's just me.
I just don't like battle royales.
Well, that's because you don't have skill.
Yeah.
And you're bad at games.
Yeah.
And you're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. There's all that.
Well, either way, I think it's time that we thank God Howard for everything.
Praise be to God.
All the blessings.
All the blessings.
And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you want to join the show, Patreon, the Game Boys Patreon, where you go for that. And, of course, send any letters or inquiries to God Howard himself at www.godhowardisgod.com.
All right. I think that's a good show. Yeah. Oh, I want to show them. I finally built my PC.
Yes.
I finally
yeah, we'll
it.
Show that off.
Yeah, let's show that off. Yeah, here. Quick. Here, I'll grab the webcam.
You grab the camera. All right.
All right, so here we go.
This episode was totally not late, not at all. Thank you for listening to this episode. And the Soundstripe song for this one is going to be Never Felt This Way by Autumn Summers. Ooh.
I never felt this way. Never thought happy endings. Something I could believe. And leave love for my dreaming. Cause I don't want my heart to bleed. So tell me, why is it when I would close my eyes, it's you I would see, it's you I would dream. I don't wanna be in a fantasy. So why won't you let me breathe? Cause I wanna feel this way, but you wanna hear me say that I can't stop thinking about you, that my heart stops beating when I'm with you is true. I never felt this way when you walked out that door. Didn't think I would care, but you left me wanting more. And I denied my feelings were there. But you took me by surprise when you caught my eye. Like we never fight about who was right, but I keep denying and we start fighting again and again and again and again. Cause this way, oh, you wanna hear me say that I can't stop thinking about you, that my heart stops beating when I'm with you. Cause I can't help but feel this way. You know I've tried to hide. You wanna hear me say